This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get hefty, ultra-strong with new Fabuloso lemon scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I remember when I first met him is when I was also dancing with George Michael, and I always knew he'd go a long way. I did.
Indeed. Rob wasn't, well, technically you weren't dancing. You would just bring the other dancers out on stage.
Exactly.
They sort of, like a possum carries its young.
Which video did you work on?
I worked on Faith.
Wonderful. Yeah.
I was behind
it's
the
amazing.
Jukebox.
You can put anybody in a black leotard and you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
you
know, but when I put it on, it wasn't black anymore. It turned gray.
That's exciting. It might be kind of rednecky, but it's also quite pretty, Mike, up in this area.
When people talk about Florida, they say Miami, right?
Right.
West Palm.
Orlando.
Tampa. Orlando, Tampa, and the Panhandle.
Exactly.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what it's all about.
Every pan needs a handle. Will you be wearing your dress whites?
Yeah, and I'm going to go into the factory where Carla's doing her facials, and I'll look like James Coco when I'm wearing those dress whites. Labor Day is the official end of summer, but it turns out not many people actually agree with that. Remember, this is America. All right? My opinion is as important as your fact.
It matters.
It's the end of summer, Labor Day weekend. I don't know.
Still hot outside.
I don't know about that.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
So I'm looking at the coffee cup that my wife brought to me moments ago before the broadcast started. And if it says what I think it says, this does not apply to me at all.
Can I guess?
All right.
Good skin to win.
What does it say? Lap? Leg?
Growling?
Keep growing.
That's not appropriate for me.
No, you're a shower.
No.
No, I don't want to keep growing. I want to get smaller.
I thought we were talking about two different things, Mike.
You were talking about erections, and I was talking about fat. Isn't that the way it's always been, though?
Yeah, but
I think she's more into erections than fat,
right? I was just trying to think of trying to put myself in a lady's point of view.
Why can't you combine them?
No, her way of doing it is, you know, keep growing as a person and doing that.
Mindfulness.
Me, I think, you know, I endured a lot of fat jokes today, you know.
You did?
Just today?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. The new group of friends I have, they're smarter and they're crueler, which is, and it makes me feel warm and fuzzy inside. That's my broken personality, though. Big laugh across the table. Hey, nice to see you're having a salad.
Well, it makes them feel.
I'm still laughing at it. Because it was funny. It was funny.
But it's really funny. They're acknowledging you. They're paying attention to you.
They love you.
Yeah.
When they bully you, they love you.
They do. They do. This is like in high school. That's it. But keep growing would not be the advice that I would give myself.
I'm ashamed that it took me
that long
to read it because of the bad font.
That is terrible.
It is bad. It's bad signage.
We had a
the keep is like horrible. Keep learning how to write cursive, you moron.
We had a get-together with my mom's siblings this weekend. Ooh. It was great. First time in over 2 years we had that many of them together, because she's one of eight. And my Uncle Philip, the occasion is my Uncle Philip is moving away.
Philip?
No, Uncle Philip.
Phil Stalkup?
Yeah, he's retired from the furniture
Phil
business.
Phil Stalkup, the furniture guy?
Yeah, and he is outside of the...
Phil Stalkup?
Is there a blowout?
Outside of the... No, he retired on good terms, but outside of like the times that certain of the family moved away for brief periods of time for work or the military, this is the first time one of the siblings is leaving the D.C. metro area. He's moving to North Carolina to retire. And so there were some cards and some gifts for him, and he, as is tradition, we made him read them out loud.
He's going over a whole state line?
Yeah, what's the big deal? He can drive right back if you miss something. If you forgot his keys, he
can
come back.
Not the point of the story.
The Spiewaks and the Stalkups all like live in Northern Virginia.
Well,
no one
this
ever
is
moves.
Why it's a big deal. If you break out of the radius,
yeah. Well, some of us might love our family.
Then you gotta go.
And so
I love my family, but we're scattered all over the place.
He got a card
from San Francisco. That's a snarky thing to say, just because you're afraid to move.
So he. Why would I want to move?
It's in their DNA, because this place is terrible.
But I'm already far enough away from work. I don't want to move further away from work.
Leesburg is terrible.
Leesburg is great, but...
Is it really?
Yes.
Like now that your kids are grown, is it great?
Yeah, it is. It's even better with them gone.
Why?
Because there's less dishes and less trash to take out.
There you go.
There we go.
If you don't care about anything more than that, life is great. Life is fantastic.
Don't you want to go to a theater?
So that you want to learn how to talk? So they handed him a card, and my Uncle Philip, as tradition in our family, read it aloud. And because
aloud.
Yes, exactly. That was a little self-introspection. Mm-hmm. There's a fat joke for you.
Yeah. Keep growing.
That's right. But because of the handwriting, and he read it very proudly, he said... We will miss you and wish you Mang Mang Returns. And I said, what? He said, it says Mang Mang Returns. And it turned out it was many, many returns. But he
many,
was
so, many returns.
But it was another instance of a bad font, because he really thought it said Mang.
So has he got a wife?
Yeah, he's been married to Mickey for 20 years now, I think.
Any kids?
No, he never had a kid.
Never kid. So
two
he's
cats.
Moving to.
Two cats.
So he's moving over the state line.
Yeah, he's going to North Carolina.
What part?
I don't know exactly where. A little bit inland on a golf course.
Okay.
He loves to golf, so he'll
zero
be very happy
details.
To this. Yeah, well.
What do you mean a little bit inland?
Well, I mean.
From the coast?
He told me he was 20 minutes to the beach living on a golf course.
Oh,
that's
wow. So he's kind of like.
Beach.
Well, it's kind of like where I live. I'm about 20 minutes from the beach.
Yeah. And so, anyway, we wish him all the best. It was very nice to see my family.
And he's moving just when I'm getting tired of this place.
Well, it's not going to be as atrociously hot in North Carolina as it gets in Florida.
No, the heat. That's by the way, dispel that. Rewind
Let's
that. Do not
bury that.
The DC myth that Rob just espoused. Oh, my God. Hot. What's the temperature in August in Washington? 98 degrees. What's
True.
The temperature in August in Florida? 95 degrees.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the
is
parallel.
It hot? Is it hot from May all the way through November in Florida? Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's hot, hot, hot. But this whole idea of, it's so hot. No, D.C. is in a swamp, and the summers are horrible, and the winters are gray.
Yes.
Without any powdery snow or anything like that. Very rare to get that. Lots of ice storms. And so climatologically,
but we do
yuck.
Get about 10 nice days a year, you have to admit.
Yeah, but you don't get spring anymore down there.
No, you're right. We don't.
It goes from kind of gray winter to summer. So from a pure climate, everybody that was kind of, no offense to Rob, but the D.C. lifers, the people that will never leave.
That's me.
We're always like, how can you stand me down in the heat?
But to be
I said, have
fair.
You looked at a D.C. summer lately?
To be fair, I'm even worse to Mike than a D.C. lifer. I'm a Northern Virginia lifer.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. You never know.
It's like the
you
junior
never know.
College
I mean,
of
a, per, a person is as. What's your line you always say about men? And a man is his...
Only as faithful as his options.
As his options.
But I actually
the same
take
thing.
That all back.
Okay, all right.
I take that all back.
Yeah, so
a
do
man
I.
is only as faithful as his options.
But the options change with time.
They do.
Yeah.
Right? Would that be
well,
accurate?
Well, no, it depends.
Here?
I think it was best said in Dazed and Confused when the...
he loves to cite great cinema.
When he said... I get older, and they stay the same age.
All right, all right, all right. That's right. That's what I love about high school.
Mike,
all
you
right,
know this world. Right,
right. Yeah, I do. I mean, from years ago, not anymore. But I have to say that down here, it just gets, you know, gets a little goofy. The last month has shaken us a bit, but not to the degree not to the degree we're going to pick up steaks. There are too many good things about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the summer lasts all year down here, so that's kind of cool. But then, well, you'll hear it in the homepage today.
Okay,
I've got that going on. But as far as your family, you mean no siblings of your mom had ever moved like across the country or anything like that?
Billy,
why did they stay?
Billy did a couple years in Memphis because he was working for, I believe,
Billy Stalcott.
Billy, the oldest, because he was working associated with FedEx, and they're based in Memphis. But he came back. The furthest away they settled, we have a family in Lovettsville, which is not that far away, Warrenton, which is a drive if you have to do it, and the rest of us are mostly in Loudoun County.
Wow. Are your family members pilgrims? Because you use the word settled. What about moved?
Okay.
Like, how long do they stay? Like, do they get there and they multiply? What happens?
Well, what happened is that we met the natives and we had a Thanksgiving feast that lasted 3 days. It was
Have you ever thought about moving?
Yeah, what about settling in
Maine? Weren't you going to move to Iowa for a while? Wasn't there some thought about that?
We joked about it, and people said it. And I believe actually it was sort of originated on the show.
It did.
That, can't wait to get out of here. Yeah,
was going to adopt Rob as one of his sons.
Exactly.
I guess that was all shtick.
That was shtick, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because Carrie had family in Iowa, but not close to where that was.
Yes.
And and they've all, we've got one, my sister-in-law and her husband still live in Iowa. But that's too far away to go to KCJJ.
You know, we talked about it last week with everything going on and people, wanting to move to places that they might feel more comfortable. I read an article, I think during the presidential campaign, that talked about how Americans are now moving to regions where their politics match the people that live there. I don't have any desire to do that. Maybe not as much of the opposite as I've done, where I literally flew into the bee's nest down here. Yeah, you know? But
when you left, Virginia was red.
Yeah,
and then you moved to a red, red, red state.
Yeah.
My wife and I have an anniversary trip that we're taking our son on, a road trip that was originally going to be a plane trip where we were going to do a little hop over to the Bahamas, which is a 40-minute flight. Canceled it due to all the different protocols.
I think that's smart.
Dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, the CDC said, kids shouldn't travel. How's that coffee doing, Mike? Kids shouldn't travel. Yeah. So,
bring it up again. We'll vote on it.
So we ended up getting an Airbnb up in the panhandle.
The Florida
panhandle? 9 hours away.
The literal armpit of America.
So you're traveling 8 more hours to stay in Florida?
Of North America.
Well, it's a different part of Florida. It's a massive state.
It's a trashier part of Florida.
I don't know if it's trashier.
They have more flavors of Mountain Dew.
Up where we belong, officer and a gentleman, Pensacola.
Okay.
Up there where the jets are, Michael likes military jets, and I want to see that with him, and that's kind of what But we pulled, this is a backup plan that didn't work out that well.
Cancel your backup.
Yeah.
Your backup in
the market. No, the backup's fine. It's just, there are beautiful places to go in this state. It's massive, and it's a lot of area, and I've never been to a certain part of
never
the state,
mind.
And it's kind of, you know what, you're absolutely right. It might be kind of rednecky, but it's also quite pretty, Mike, up in this area.
When people talk about Florida, they say Miami, right?
Right.
West Palm.
Orlando.
Tampa. Orlando, mm-hmm. Tampa, and the Panhandle.
Exactly.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what it's all about.
Every pan needs a handle. Will you be wearing your dress whites?
Yeah, and I'm going to go into the factory where Carla's doing her facials. And I'll be I'll look like James Coco. I'm wearing those dress whites. I'll look like him in a white suit.
Mike,
that's
James
an old reference
Coco
for old people.
Is a great reference.
Yeah, for older people that might remember what it is. No, it's going to be interesting, and we'll see what happens. You know, with that little weekend trip.
Gatorlands.
We're going to take a road trip. And we'll go where it takes us. That's part. The journey
Follow the
is
burning
part
tires.
Of the journey is part of the excitement.
I don't think that there's.
Don't I
be
look a, excited?
I don't think there's going to be a lot of gators nor burning tires in the Panhandle.
Who said let's go to the Panhandle?
Me. Never been up there.
Ah, there's probably a
reason. What is the
there's
problem?
A reason.
What?
Why are you?
He's an elitist.
Pooping.
That's why.
Why are you pooping?
Go to Miami.
You are a DC.
Enjoy some culture.
I've been to Miami multiple times. Multiple times. So this is to. What? Okay. Can I ask why the dogs are barking now?
This is my dog. His
There's no one at the door.
They would like a Cubano as well.
Hello?
Sandwich Cubano?
Yes.
Trying to make our living. I know you make a better living than me now.
Oh, God.
God, Jesus Christ. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, how was everybody's Labor Day? Mine was great.
What made it so great?
Nothing.
This entire weekend was not a Labor Day weekend, for me at least. It didn't feel like a holiday weekend. I didn't feel the holiday vibe.
Yeah.
That is not happening, at least in my household.
I think for the purposes of the Labor Day holiday weekend,
yeah,
I have to get this off my chest before I can continue on with the week of shows, just to say, all right, regarding college football, yes. All right, am I missing something? Am I missing something when we're hearing about, at least down here, hospitals at capacity where people are still getting on ventilators and people are still getting very sick and dying in different parts of the country? And it was like it's a lot worse than it was a year ago.
Sure.
When we didn't allow people to be packed in. 100,000 plus in a stadium and spittling on each other. Did I miss the memo?
You didn't miss the memo, but if you recall, especially in Florida, spring break was occurring.
Right.
And at the beginning.
And it was a major news story and a major source of controversy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Then there was no vaccine in place. So if these young folk think they're bulletproof when there's no vaccine and they're still going to spring break. Now that they have a vaccine, they think they're bulletproof.
Yeah, but it's been so much time. We should know better by now. The message has been repeated and repeated and repeated. And you're right. I saw the same pictures, Mike. Nobody masked up. Mm. Nobody. Nobody.
What about your son?
So, I mean, I'm just saying where
Let's
did
go
that
Mountaineers.
No home game this weekend.
No?
No.
Damn it.
No home game because they're on the road, or no home game because it was canceled?
No home game because they played away. They played away.
Oh, yeah, but there's not. I mean, it's full speed ahead, right? For
Absolutely.
NFL and college football.
Outdoors,
folks.
Right?
With all due respect, you want to know why it is? Why nobody got the memo? Because there is no memo,
right?
Because it's a cash cow, and nobody. That's what it's all about, right?
I was offered club seats to the Nats game, and I know we have tons of Nats fans in our audience. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going, cool. Don't have an issue with that. For me, I declined respectfully and said, not ready for that. Just not ready for that.
Yeah,
not
it's
ready
not
for
time.
Stadium.
It's not
ready
time for it.
I don't understand where, in the blink of an eye, all of a sudden, I thought that, isn't there one NFL team that is
fully
requiring vaccinations?
If I'm not mistaken, I'll find that for you. I know one team is fully vaccinated on the record.
Well, there's a team, but I believe there is one. I think there is one.
Let me look it up.
Might be the Vikings. I'm not sure. Vaccinations at games.
Yes.
I guess the point I'm trying to make is I understand that football's back and we all want
Everyone's
our toddler
excited.
Diversions.
Everyone's excited, Mike. They
but
love it.
But we are still, at least in my part of the world, we're still having people die every day.
The Raiders.
It does not make sense.
Las
the Raiders.
Vegas Raiders.
Are you kidding me? Really? That's unusual. I'm surprised at that.
Digital proof of vaccination via Clear, the free mobile app.
You have to have that basketball. To go to a game. Yep.
I know that the Washington football team is selling their own vaccine.
What about the Clear Rear?
So that's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't need a vaccine to go to a game.
No, nor wear a mask, apparently.
Nor wear a mask. But we're still trying to eradicate this this coronavirus.
Think back a year ago when the NFL's solution was to put the cardboard cutouts in the stand. Now, I know we have vaccines now, but we're really not that much better, are we? We're still filling the hospitals.
We're not.
We're still filling the hospitals.
Seattle Seahawks.
It was an hour ago we were watching Doom and Gloom And I don't know how to interpret it when you just see the way we're living our lives with these major organizations. And we're not talking about Johnny Yahoo, who's the equipment manager right. at the University of Mediocre, who decides that he's going to, you know, let the people into the stadium. You're talking about governing sports bodies,
exactly.
right?
That
make these decisions. I'm just a little surprised.
Mike, for That's context, all. The Saints, the Raiders, and the Seahawks have all said 12 and up vaccinated. And for colleges, Boston College announced that they vaccinations in place. There are LSU, a big program, Tulane, Oregon and Oregon State, but no other big dogs.
But if you want to come out to a Cowboys game, I think we can trust you.
No, I just think
would you
it's
go,
gross.
Though? Let's say if it was mandated, would you go?
If I had a
mandated vaccine, would you
let me put it to you this
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm.
I would be more inclined to attend a major sporting event with that kind of protocol in place. I think it's a pretty responsible thing to do.
Well,
I don't
it's also
think
the bare
but
minimum,
apparently,
isn't it?
Aren't we on the fringe if you think that right now? I don't know. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I'm coming here doing this show trying to be funny and my head's exploding because I just think we are so friggin' stupid in this country, and we just want our pudding and we don't want to eat our meat, and it just sucks because you know what? Las Vegas, New Orleans, good luck with I guess the Superdome's not really relevant mm-hmm. anymore
right.
now
mm-hmm.
To do that. But way to be responsible, and then all the other NFL teams are like, nope,
well,
doesn't matter.
It's
God
the
almighty,
bare minimum.
What's wrong?
It's the bare minimum, and even if you do mandate and require quote-unquote proof of vaccination, people are still sneaking beer into stadiums. They're going to sneak in anyway. So it's not like a bulletproof system.
No, I disagree with that. If they've got a protocol in place,
people
it's
get
probably
around
not going to be the easy. Yeah,
they'll get around it.
People get around everything, but at least they have it there.
And so if that's
the way you're going to look at it.
You
I mean, this people are
well,
going to
no,
cheat.
But with that said, it's stupid that every team hasn't done it as a blanket thing. Because you know what?
There's no fallout.
Right.
I'll be watching games on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not protesting. I'm not boycotting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be watching the NFL. It's just, I guess the mixed signals are what get me sticking my craw. Where I don't, are we eradicating this thing? Are the numbers getting better? Are we? Do we need a booster shot? We're still in the middle of fighting this thing, and we just said, F it.
Right.
Because we're short attention span theater in this country.
And this is great. Thank you for bringing this up, because I didn't think we'd talk about this. And it's not a downer. I really want to know, what is the climate in Florida? Is it like it doesn't exist anymore? Because here, everyone's still masked.
Yep.
Like really hyper masked up.
More so than a month ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
More so now than a month ago.
I think, no, not at all. No, not down here. Absolutely not. Even with the, you know, the pandemic filling up hospitals, ticking down, thank God, to a degree, a teeny, teeny, teeny bit, which they said would happen. I hope it continues
right.
to happen with that. You know, kids getting infected down here. The school board being under assault by the state government here for voting to have a mask mandate. And so now the state is threatening to withhold funds in the amount of school board salaries.
Wow.
Is that pretty transparent for you?
Yeah,
you know,
of
as
course.
Far as what they're doing. But I watch every night on the cases and the people that are dying, and young people, older people,
yeah.
but mostly young people are getting sick with this. And then just la la la. I look at the Florida State game the other night, and it's just balls to the wall. And I guess that we just said enough. Is that it? And I guess yay America. We just said enough. I don't care. If those people are putting themselves in jeopardy, that's fine. That's their prerogative if there's nobody telling them what to do. What I care about on the whole is the eradication of this thing.
Right.
Making it totally go away and what'll happen. I know everybody's tired of it, and I know it's been a couple of years, but I still don't get it. Anyway, it's just confusing to me. It really is. It just confuses me.
It's a slow roll to the unknown where you're like, oh God. Like, as I mentioned last week, Shannon was kind of bummed out about this. I said, Peach, is going to be another 3 years of this, and God willing, they come out with a universal vax.
Well, there's a, if you watch 60 Minutes this week, and I know you're a regular viewer of 60 Minutes, Oscar, some pretty impressive vaccine science, wonderful human beings who are working diligently to, you know, make amazing progress where
in
a lot of this stuff,
different areas.
Yeah, and as
in
Oscar,
multiple
yeah,
different areas,
yeah. You bring it up
where
all
they
the
can
time.
Gardasil.
Where they, love it.
Where,
yes. Where they...
the HPV vaccine.
Mike, I've never felt better.
Where they can stop it in its tracks.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It'll be fine. Right? It'll just be fine. It's just... Okay. If you want to get me crazy, Oscar and Rob both know this. There was a person who used to work on this show. And this individual, I would get very, very frustrated with. And we would get into it. But it would be very one-sided. Because I would be frustrated because something was screwed up. And I would be met with total and utter silence. Mm-hmm. Because it didn't make sense. And this person just chose to just sit there and stare. And it made me even angrier. This is that in life speak.
Yeah.
Where I look at this and no one really says, hey, isn't it great to have fans back? Yeah. Isn't it fantastic to have? And it just seems that there are people who have forgotten that this is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in a fun house and I don't know which way
bizarre.
To turn here.
Bizarre.
You know,
it's, Hall of Mirrors. Yeah.
It's bizarre. And the best I can take away from it is this. All right. Yeah. No one gives a rat's ass unless you or your family get it, and then people will care. That's where we are. You're on your own, which is fine. That's the way it's going to be.
They're selling a product.
Deal with it.
They're selling a product, and is at what price? Who knows? Mm-hmm. And I'll give you a great example. Mike's right. Tom Brady took a victory lap as a Super Bowl champion. What a great story.
Right.
I see all those pictures of him hammered with all his buddies.
On the boat, throwing the trophy around.
Comes out last week, dropped on a Friday, it seemed. Nobody really talked about it, that Tom Brady contracted COVID shortly after that boat parade, flotilla.
Right.
And make no mistake, the fact that it dropped around dinner time on Friday of a holiday weekend.
Sure.
Of course, Tom.
But by the way, Not you know, 2 weeks later, it was months later. Months!
Of course, you have to wait to tell people one.
Here is my last question about this. So you see these games, 100,000 kids.
I watch.
And I say kids because you see a lot of the kids that get the tickets
student
for
body.
The games. But it's adults of every variety. It's children as well in these stadiums. Are we going to, a week or two later, see a bit of a pop coming out of these things?
There was a big story yesterday. It said not just the games, but the overall travel on Labor Day weekend, which I think Mike's
right. We're going to have another surge?
I mean, they said that they're waiting to see. In a couple weeks, we'll know.
Wow.
And if we don't, then maybe we got lucky, right?
I got to tell you, Mike, I've been on too many conference calls, and with all due respect to different people and with protecting the innocent, one call really stood out for me where, they had contracted COVID, and prior to everybody getting on, I was like, what happened? Because everyone's curious about a breakthrough case.
Right.
And the person literally said, I did it to myself. I traveled. Even though I was vaccinated, I was safe. I thought I was safe. I traveled multiple times. You can only hide for so long.
Right, right. Every time you lower the odds every time.
Pretty wild.
So
I'm happier going to the panhandle and not jumping on a plane.
Right.
Personally, selfishly for me as your friend and also your business partner. You got to stay alive.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. I'm looking at the deaths in the state of Florida. Total, 46,324. Cases, 3.31 million cases.
Wow.
Just brutal. And I'm sorry you're going through it. There must be. We have a different degree of this concern here. But the overall, level of buy-in to the mask up, save lives, is so heavy in this area, Mike, that it almost feels like, we're all trying to do the best we absolutely can.
Yeah, it's regional. It's definitely. I think
I'll give you, what I'm living, and just in case.
Yeah.
Right. And kudos to all your teams that won this weekend, and rah rah, try again next time for your teams that didn't win. Florida's COVID death toll has risen by 1,064 since Friday, according to the latest data from the CDC. By the way, that's where we get our data. because you don't get it directly from the state. They don't let it out.
Well, it's their dirty little secret, isn't it?
Those fatalities didn't all happen over the weekend. Many of the deaths are backlogged and go back weeks, but they reflect the toll this summer surge has had in the state. More than 6,600 people died with COVID-19 in Florida in August, an average of more than 213 people per day.
Jesus.
And there may still be more August fatalities to be added. Already, it's the deadliest month of the pandemic in the state. This was in August.
My God.
Since the start of the outbreak, the state has confirmed 3,354,836 COVID-19 cases and 46,973 deaths connected to the virus.
It takes a special kind of people, Mike, to have the deadliest month 6 months after the vaccine was invented.
Yep. So there you are. We'll see what happens. Anyway, that's it. I thought I'd say. So I just didn't get the memo.
Yeah.
You know?
Mike, if you're living that life in Florida, and our listenership is nationwide, and worldwide. I'm sure that they deal worldwide. Thank you. There are pockets of this country, too many, that are sitting here and be like, you're still looked down upon for wearing a mask or even highlighting this stuff.
Right.
Not here.
It's crazy.
Coming to DC.
Yeah.
Well, anywho, that's it. That's the update. So hope I put you in a good mood. We're going to talk about somebody that died later in the show. We'll talk about Willard. But coming up next, it's the homepage. And I've got a wonderful, maybe a feel-good story
The
homepage today about Florida.
Good.
Including something you'll probably have to beep out.
That's where you live.
Fun. I live here.
You sure do.
We'll take a break. Come back with the homepage right here. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. And my name's Mike O'Mara, and I'm confused.
Have you heard the latest bonus show? If you haven't, here's what you missed.
Guess what?
It's the bonus show.
Ooh. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
All righty. You've been waiting all week, and here it is.
If you're carrying any type of condoms, this song was for you.
Bob hates the different. And so should you.
Boy, I'm feeling a little archaeological. I am a professional DJ.
If you don't have a bonus show subscription, what are you waiting for? It's your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power delivered to your device every Friday. Be a part of the fun and get your subscription now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Mike O'Mara here trying to figure out his little machine.
Machine.
So I can give you the...
Machine?
There it is. I found it. I'm so excited. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Freshly. Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be complicated, but with Freshly, it's simple.
Easy.
Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astonish you, man.
It's great, Jack.
Hey.
Pro tip.
Yes.
If you've got a kid in college or a family member in college or a grandchild in college and they live off campus, send this to them.
Yes.
They're going to love it.
They will love you for it.
100%.
Start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar absolutely loves Freshly.
Freshly.
Because he is still that college junior.
Yeah, he has that mentality.
It's right there. It's made.
Thank you.
3 minutes.
Thank you. Good. Stop it. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two orders. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more. Yes, I know it's Freshly.
I love it.
Sometimes I like to say Fresh. I just can't help myself.
Look at it. Eat it.
That's the motto.
I have nothing pressed today. I'm having a bad day. I don't know what's wrong with
me.
What's wrong with me?
It's okay. Thank you very much. We're coming off a holiday weekend.
That's right.
I don't know what happened.
Where's look just like James Coco in a military uniform. Everything's great.
It's all right, Elvis. Yes. Just get off stage.
Freshly.
All right, hold on a second. Play the thing here. Where is it?
You want me to play it?
Oh, you got it. I got it. Did you play it or did I?
You did.
Oh. Thank
you. From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And Michael K. Williams. Anybody know that name? Do you know that name?
Yes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Do you? Famous actor.
Yeah, well, he's from The Wire. I loved him on Boardwalk Empire.
Oh,
he was found dead of a suspected, there it is again, heroin overdose in his Brooklyn apartment yesterday afternoon. 54 years old. Williams was discovered face down in his dining room. It's not clear when he died. A relative spoke to him on Friday, but he failed to show for an engagement on Saturday. A nephew went to check on him yesterday. Williams played Omar Little on The Wire. His other credits included Boardwalk Empire, where
great.
I loved his performance
great
there.
That.
12 Years a Slave, Hap and Leonard, and When They See Us. He actually started out as a backup dancer for Madonna and George Michael before he was encouraged to try acting by Tupac Shakur, which I did not know. But he had a presence about him that I always remember when he was on stage. Really amazing on screen.
I remember when I first met him is when I was also dancing with George Michael. And I always knew he'd go a long way. I did.
Yeah,
I did,
yeah.
Indeed.
Rob wasn't, well, technically you weren't dancing. You would just bring the other dancers out on stage.
Exactly.
They sort of, like kind of like a possum carries its young.
Which video did you work on?
I worked on Faith.
Wonderful. Yeah.
I was behind
it's
the
amazing.
Jukebox.
You can put anybody in a black leotard and you'd be surprised.
Yeah,
you know,
but when I put it on, it wasn't black anymore. It turned gray.
That's exciting. Cameo released, Cameo, TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cameo released a list of their most popular TV stars for 2020 based on how many videos they produced. Here's the list along with how much they cost to book. Big Ed Brown. Uh-oh. From the 90 Day franchise.
Oh, that guy?
Anyone?
Yes.
I don't know Big Ed.
You would if you saw him. He's the guy. He's short and greasy with the stubble black beard.
$69 to get him to do a thing for you. Oh,
many, many failed relationships
not
on 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah.
Josh Sussman from Glee and Wizards of Waverly Place. $50 to get him to do it. Here's a guy that's doing a lot of them. I've seen his. Brian Baumgartner, he's Kevin Malone from The Office, $195 for him to do a greeting for you. At four is Larry Thomas. He's the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. Mm-hmm.
Can he still making bank on that?
$80 to get him to say,
man,
no soup for you.
Yeah.
William Hung from American Idol, remember him?
Do I?
$30.
She bangs.
Fred Stoller. Does anybody know
Fred
Stoller?
Stoller?
I don't know that
he's
name.
He's Gerard. On Everybody Loves Raymond. Who the hell's Gerard?
I don't know.
How much is he going for?
No,
don't
$30.
$30.
Big Ed. You remember him from 90 Day?
I know Big Ed.
Of course.
Yeah,
okay.
Colin Mochrie. Hasn't he been on this show?
Yes, he has.
Whose line is it anyway? Really funny guy, Canadian. $150 he gets one.
Well worth it, that guy.
He does a lot. Yeah, because he'll do shtick for you, right?
Fred Stoller is the guy that kind of looks like Raymond that was on Raymond. I think he might have played
still
a cousin.
Still don't know him. Ray Abruzzo, he's little Carmine Lupertazzi on The Sopranos. Are you kidding me? Little Carmine? I don't know who he is.
I don't either, and I loved that show.
99. Thank you, Rob. A lot of people did.
Well, I mean,
$99. Way to go out on a limb.
You should know. Is what you're
but
saying.
What I'm saying is that is between the two of us, we should know who it is. Yeah, exactly.
Sandra Diaz-Twine from Survivor.
Ooh.
She's in the top 10 of the cameo videos, $60. And Lee, we rounded out Lee Rossback. He's Captain Lee on Below Deck. He gets $250.
That seems high.
He's the big money guy, but he's more current, right? He's more relevant.
But the
right?
thing about it is that I think that the people that are really turning the money on Cameo are the ones that keep their prices low.
Oh, no. Think about it. If Below Deck is, let's be fair. The dullards watch Below Deck.
Well, Below Deck is better. That's like watching 60 Minutes as compared to 90 Day Fiancé.
Okay. So if you're sitting there,
you're
like, okay, who's going to break off the dollars to talk to the captain from Below Deck?
I suppose. You don't want the steward, the lady steward. Is that,
don't you
watch Below Deck? I looked at the price points, and I modified my price.
Yes, how much?
Because of that. Right, currently $14,752.83.
That's excellent.
I like
That's
it.
Good.
Tips
depending
whether
if I wear the tux, we round it up to an even 15.
The James Coco tux.
No, not the James Coco tux. With the custody battle, let me start again.
How's that?
Pretty for peak. With the custody battle between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt raging on, Angelina launched another bomb this weekend, saying Brad worked with Harvey Weinstein even though he knew Harvey once attacked her.
Oh.
In an interview promoting her new book, Angelina says the alleged assault happened when Angelina was working with Harvey on the 1998 movie Playing by Heart. She didn't give details, but she said, quote, "It was beyond a pass. It was something I had to escape." Angelina says she never worked with Harvey again and warned other people about him. She even told her husband at the time, Johnny Lee Miller, to tell other guys not to let women be alone with Harvey. But after looking, after hooking up with Angelina and knowing the story, Brad worked with Harvey twice. He asked Harvey to produce his 2012 movie Killing Them Softly and also starred in the Tarantino flick Inglourious Basterds for the Weinstein Company. Mm. Angelina says, quote, "It was hard for me when Brad worked with Weinstein. We fought about it. Of course, it hurt."
All wasn't right, there so. An story where Gwyneth, was it Gwyneth Paltrow?
Gwyneth Paltrow
said that Brad stood up for her.
That yeah, I guess yes. He didn't stand up for Angelina Jolie.
I don't know who.
I don't know.
Don't know.
Custody battle, Oscar. It's, you never know.
I would just like to say, and this might be controversial, especially with this story, but I would like to say that I really liked The Sopranos.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate that. Labor Day is the official end of summer, but it turns out not many people actually agree with that. Remember, this is America. All right? My opinion is as important as your fact.
It matters.
It's the end of summer, Labor Day weekend. I don't know.
Still hot outside.
I don't know about that. Who made that rule up?
Summer never ends.
Sir, the kids are back in school.
Who made that rule up, huh?
The kids are back in school. How do you explain that?
Oh, yeah. Okay with your learning. Only 26% of Americans feel like Labor Day marks the true end of summer. 19% said it's when school starts back up.
Me!
And 39% are keeping summer alive until the official first day of fall on September 22nd. That's what I'm going to do.
Wait for the equinox! Or is it a solstice?
My God.
Beep, 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 beep. Da, 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 da. I don't know. The poll also found 7% of people had their worst summer ever. Now, there's 7% of people I can relate to.
That's good.
Although I had a great summer with my son, so I can't really say that. Compared to 16% who said the same last year. It was the same as last year.
Same as last year.
Okay. 2% of Americans said this was the best summer of their life.
That was Pony.
Those are the folks I want to meet.
Pony? Yeah.
Pony was one of the... Pony, was it the best summer of your life?
Oh, it's... I couldn't even begin to tell you how much I loved it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He bought an inflatable boat.
Lots of fishing.
Very, very, very exciting. All right. I rarely read from the newspaper like G. Gordon Liddy, but I had to share this one with you because this is my final story of the day.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Just like Gordon. He used to burp too.
Cappuccino. After fleeing from the scene of an auto crash he caused, a 25-year-old motorist who was married earlier in the day and appeared under the influence. I'm actually reading ahead. Hold on a second. Am I? No. Let's see.
John.
John. I've got the wrong page. That's why you don't read right out of the newspaper.
That's right.
It's not. I printed it up.
That's fine. Hey, when is summer over?
I don't know.
Summer over?
It's supposed to be Labor Day weekend. I think it's the media.
The media? And I think it's 5G.
5G Gaia?
Yeah.
Damn it.
I don't know.
Should be faster internet. Sounds slower.
So this guy's name was, what's his name here?
What?
Nicholas Ruthenberg.
Mm.
Apparently, Nicholas was driving the wrong way on a Vero Beach street late Monday afternoon when he struck a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction. Ruthenberg ran from the scene of the crash, which resulted in the hospitalization of the other driver for neck, back, and leg pain. Hold on just a second. We got a sound for that. Neck, back, and leg pain. Thank
yes,
you.
Get you every time.
Ruthenberg, who was subsequently arrested near the crash site, was acting erratically and appeared as if he were under the influence of an unknown substance.
Oscar,
oh, no.
Upon arrival at the county jail, Ruthenberg declared, "All hail Donald Trump,"
while failing
while failing a series of sobriety tests. Ruthenberg's blood alcohol level was 0.0, prompting police to ask him for a urine sample to determine the presence of chemical or controlled substances.
Substances.
Mm. As a cop prepared the urine test, Ruthenberg started to take his pants off and then spread his buttocks. This is the part you might want to edit out.
All right.
After doing so, he placed two fingers in his ass.
No, no.
I think we can keep that in, Boney.
Ruthenberg was then placed back in handcuffs. How'd you like to have that job?
They don't get
paid
enough.
Let me put the cuffs back on you. Oh, my God. You got it all over me, Al. After later agreeing to undergo a drug evaluation, Ruthenberg began acting erratic again and was out of control, leading jail personnel to again restrain him with handcuffs. Ruthenberg's behavior, an investigator concluded, was consistent with someone under the influence of some kind of stimulant. You
there
think?
You are. Yes, that's good.
Ruthenberg. Ruthenberg was photographed struggling with jail personnel as they sought to take his mugshot. And I can't show it to you, but let's say it's just like this. You see, like, gloved hands on the guy, and the guy's going, guy's out of control. He was charged with DUI and leaving the scene of an accident causing serious bodily injury. He was released from the county jail last Wednesday after posting a $2,000 bond. As seen in nuptial photos posted on Facebook, Ruthenberg was married August 30th, the day he was arrested.
Mm. Oh, my God.
His bride turned 20 that day.
Wow, special day.
Yeah, that's going all. Yeah, she winner. That's according to the couple's marriage certificate. The duo was wed by a clerk at the Indian River County Courthouse in Vero Beach, to which Ruthenberg will return October 1st for his arraignment. He was married there, and he gets to go back for his arraignment.
Will always be a special place.
The auto crash that he was in took place just a few blocks from the courthouse. Ruthenberg, who lives about 15 miles from Vero Beach, is a registered Democrat. That's interesting because he said all hail Donald Trump.
Exactly.
That's according to Florida voting records. Little reporter, probably like an 18-year-old reporter, did the work.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
Which I thought was interesting. And I just wanted to share that story for you. He registered, and his email was found, too. The email is ifarted69@gmail.com. I just wanted to share and let you know that a few years ago, my wife and I moved from Northern Virginia to a mental institution. Thank you.
Did the story, Mike, say, will he be back on the school board this week?
I don't know. Oh, Annis. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, it's me, Amy Winehouse, innit? Remember me? You might not recognize me because I've lost a lot of weight in the past few years. Some good news. I was cremated back in 2011. I've stopped smoking. Remember back when Robespierre dressed up as me for Halloween? Yeah, real funny, isn't it? If I would have seen him at that Halloween party, I'd have punched him in the throat. But I was passed out in the bathroom, which Rob and I also have in common. Halloween is coming up soon, isn't it? Stop putting your costume together now. Through the Michael Mara Show Shopping Center. Access Target and Walmart through the link at michaelmaraShow.com.
That always scares me for some reason. I don't know why. That promo, isn't it? It's a different promo now, isn't it? Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program is, but this is a weird show.
It is.
This portion of our program is brought to you by Theragun.
Yeah.
Now at therabody.com. That's cool. Yeah. I like that. That's really cool. New location for them, right, Rob? Is that the way that goes?
New website. You can still access it through our website. Just click the button. You'll go right through to therabody.com.
Don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me just trying to make it through the day, tension-free. Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using depth, speed, and power. And it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. You got to go to their site and check it out. Plus, their Theragun app learns from your behavior and suggests guided routines. Theragun is trusted by 250 pro sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, plus hundreds of thousands of customers and me. I use it all the time, and you should too. Theragun for 30 days. Try it. Starting at only $199. Go to Therabody.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Therabody.com/TMOS. Remember, Therabody.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. We lost a biggie in the TMOS world over the weekend. And I tell you, this guy was special. And he wasn't just special when you saw him on camera, because I got a lot of chances to bump into him behind the scenes. And we lost Willard Scott, who, 87 years
87.
Old? 87.
I regret, you know, I've been around you for a long time. And
yes.
I never met Willard.
Oh, wow.
You know, my mom actually met him at when she worked at Safeway. He would shop at her store.
Wow.
And she had wonderful things to say about him. But I never crossed paths with Willard. So I got to ask, what was he like when you just encounter him?
I only encountered him at two. One was a function I had to go to out in the countryside of Northern Virginia at some, I think it's a strawberry festival or some fun.
He lived out
fluffy,
in Virginia, didn't he? I mean,
he lived out, I think, in the Middleburg area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the other time was we played the tape for years and years on the Don and Mike show when Willard came on our show. And he said, hi, ladies and gentlemen, this is Willard Scott. Our slug line used to be, I never listened to Don and Mike. And he said, and I never listened to Don and Mike on WAVA. They are two of the most brilliant, most incredible, and talented people. And it was just the energy he had. He
That's
knew who
cool.
he was.
Yeah.
And that is something in broadcasting. If you knew who you were and if you knew what you were all about, so many of us, myself included, it takes years and years and years to really kind of just zero in on it. And even then, you're probably filled with doubt. You get certain individuals who know who they are. Howard Stern's an example of a guy that, you love him, hate him, in between, doesn't matter. Howard knows who he is, and that's why he was successful. Willard Scott knew who he was,
yeah,
and he knew what people wanted of him, and he loved it because it was easy, because it was him.
It was
and
him.
His personality was that way all the time.
For
you
the
know?
Young I mean, bucks in the audience, what was his ascension like?
He was a local TV weatherman. That basically, he, if you go all the way back, he's an AU guy, American University guy. Started working with Ed Walker on the radio. I think it was WRC radio.
Yeah, and then they eventually landed somewhere else, but they got their golden era was WRC, yeah.
WRC, where they were called the Joy Boys. We talked about Ed Walker, also gone now, who was a visually impaired guy, and they were a two-man morning radio show, and they were called the Joy Boys.
They had a great
and they
song.
Were just,
they had a theme
they were
song.
Funny.
Oscar, it went, we are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. And that was their song. And he was with NBC as a company for 63 years.
Oh, my
years.
God.
And he joined Tom Brokaw and Jane Pauley on the Today Show in 1980, where he famously wished viewers a happy 100th birthday. So my career in radio, I graduated in 1981, and so he joined the Today Show in 1980. So my entire growing up in the business was watching
Willard.
He was there. So it was
wow.
a big deal when I got a chance to talk to him
so.
On the show.
And
it was
he
very,
was,
very
when
cool.
When Mike says as a guy who knew who he was also a humble guy who never forgot his beginnings, even when he was the weatherman on the Today Show. And the Today Show used to be 5 times bigger than it is now. It used to be the template for morning television.
Well, to be honest, when you go back and you look at Tom Brokaw in his prime.
Oh, my God. I can't believe he was on the Today Show. This is the first time I've heard of this.
Jane Pauley in her prime.
Wow.
And you had Willard, gold standard.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it was. That was the show.
But he would still call in on a daily basis to Harden and Weaver here in Washington,
wow.
D.C., just to check in because he remembered his jersey. And, Mike, I think I have a clip of his debut. I think it's part of this montage.
Good morning, all. I'm Tom Brokaw here with Jane Pauley.
Good morning.
And the newest member, old Uncle Willard.
Good morning, Willard.
I'm singing to my Jane while standing in a rain. In fact, that's my agent there juggling. He's been doing that with my career for 40 years. Happy birthday to you. You belong in the zoo.
Happy birthday to all of our friends who have birthdays today.
I'm going to be fading off into the sunset.
Yes, sir.
After 130 years at NBC, and I'm going over yonder.
All right, where's yonder?
Over yonder.
Happy trails to you.
Just infectious. He was such a joy boy.
I smile. Yeah. Look, I smile when I hear Willard, and it's no effort. It's not fake. There's nothing. He just was that. He looked insane when you see the old pictures of him as a clown. He looks like he's nuts, which was also the cool thing. Like he's like his face would be like everything's great, huh? Yeah, it's very funny. Yeah.
In the old days before there was satellite technology, every big market had a Bozo the Clown show, and you had to learn how to be Bozo from Larry Harmon, the original Bozo, for a while. Willard was our Bozo.
Oh, wow.
Do you have that clip of when he was on the Don and Mike show? Do you have that anywhere lying around?
I would have to really go back and
if
and
you
scrub.
Find it at home,
I will.
Let me know.
I will.
I wouldn't mind you playing that clip. Yeah. That would be interesting because it was like we were down at Disney, I think.
Sounds
when
right.
When he was down there as well, when Disney had every, you know, opening of every attraction they had. You had all the national media down there and you had all local media down there and they flew us all down. It was really a cool place to be when they were doing that. Yeah, he created and portrayed the original Ronald McDonald.
That's true. That was a regional character. It looks nothing like he does now, but that was his creation.
Stepped aside as the regular weatherman in 1996 and was replaced by Al Roker. He continued. Oh, stop it. He's been good to us. He's been good on this
you're
show.
Right.
But he continued to make regular appearances until his retirement in 2015. He also created and portrayed the original Ronald McDonald. Roker said, quote, "We lost a beloved member of our Today Show family this morning. He was truly my second dad, and I am where I am today because of his generous spirit." Willard was a man of his times, the ultimate broadcaster. That's the true one right there. He was a broadcaster. There will never be anyone like him. I called him a broadcast performer, and that's what he was. He was a performer, and we need, God knows, more of that now. You know, when you got, and this is no slight to Alex Trebek, who was straight ahead, the best host Jeopardy ever had. But it's Jeopardy. There are no bells and whistles, okay?
No, it's
what you get.
It's a template, yeah.
And, you know, if we could use more broadcasters that bring something original. And when I say that, personality. In football, sportscasting, you had John Madden.
There's one.
All right?
Mm.
You had that kind of guy.
Well,
you need more guys like that.
I've got the nightly news. You know, I have this old soul in me. I'll watch that every night, even DVR at 11, 12 p.m. They've got these haircuts on. I'm like, can I get somebody? Somebody that's not a haircut.
I'm so glad he says haircut because how great is it when Willard would, as a gag, take off his toupee just for fun?
It was hysterical. It was absolutely
the greatest.
Could care less that people saw him bald as
that's
a cue ball.
So great.
Really, really good guy. And, you know, and really the connection for me and my career. Willard was down at NBC down the street. A lot of people I went to school with, intern down there and worked with him and knew him. And he was just cool. And it was that Nebraska Avenue kind of.
Yep.
That's where I landed. I landed there in 1979. And it was just very, very cool. So safe home to Willard. You will be missed.
Here.
And I think it was we had a South Florida connection too, because I think he was down the road in Sanibel is where he retired to most of
I
the
heard he lived
most
in the,
of his months
he
here.
Lived in the Panhandle.
yeah that's where I'm going. Right, hit the thing for Christ's sake.
All right. Of course, just
thank
joke.
You very
it's
much I appreciate
smirch
that
his legacy.
All right, when we come back, do you have something about my cousin speaking
I do
of family?
It's pretty fascinating, really.
All right, we're gonna do that when we come back, and we'll have more fun and more
not thrills. Teddy, by the way,
the Panhandle. Yeah,
the celebrity.
Yeah. Oh, exciting. Happy anniversary. Anyway, we'll take a break and be right back, everybody.
And now, a TMOS coronavirus update with
P1 listener and healthcare frontline hero, Stephanie Larson.
Listen up, you filthy animals. This is Stephanie Larson, and as many of you know, I'm a nurse in Sacramento, California. I've been in the front lines of this fight against COVID-19 for over a year. This is not a hoax. It's not a joke. Unlike TMOS, it's not funny. People are dying. I see it every goddamn day. Do your part. Wear a mask and get vaccinated, you selfish f***s. If for no other reason, do it so we can see each other again at the next TMOS live show. Do you think I like schlepping my happy ass all over the hospital in 100-degree weather in a mask? F*** that. No, I don't. What the f*** is wrong with you people? Get vaccinated, you motherfuckers.
Thank you, Stephanie. Medical professional Stephanie Larson, thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft. And 23% of those people don't get their money back after the attack. You could be their next victim. Aura, A-U-R-A, can help. Aura provides digital security protection from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast. Like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name, Aura is there. Aura is easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. And experienced U.S.-based customers support that has your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. Keeps you in control and it guides you through solving any issues. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 months free when you visit Aura.com/TMOS. This trial is for an extremely limited time and won't last long. So act now. Go to Aura.com/TMOS to get access before anyone else. And 3 months for free. That's Aura.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the show. You were telling me that, did you say my cousin Ann Dowd got nominated or something? Another award?
Right now is when they're starting what they call Oscar buzz.
Campaigns.
Who is going to be nominated? And there's a movie she's in called Mass, and it is about, it's a very dark movie. The plot, without revealing too much, is two couples, moms and dad, meeting after one of their sons shot the other son in a school shooting.
Oh, no.
And it's an acting showcase. The other name in it that Oscar will recognize from Goonies is Martha Plimpton.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So I haven't heard that name for a long time.
And so this movie is really getting...
She was in Parenthood, right?
I believe she was. A lot of attention. Mm-hmm. Here is a small portion of the trailer. She plays Linda, and the movie is called Mass.
How many people are coming?
There'll be four of them.
Richard... Linda, this is Jay and Gail Perry.
Thank you for agreeing to meet us.
You're welcome. You say you want to heal. Is this how?
We want to know how this happened. We need your help with that.
I'm willing to help.
When you talk about blame on your part, I want to know what you're referring to.
That's very hard to answer.
Well, please try.
It's not just one thing.
Tell me about your son.
What would you like to know?
Everything. I want to know everything.
Why?
Why do I want to know about your son? Because he killed mine.
It's not our fault, Richard.
It has a lot of Oscar buzz, and there's actually, I didn't know about this website.
I didn't even, I'm listening just to the audio.
You should see the trailer. God. You should see the faces and the acting. It's pretty striking.
Did it drop yet? Is it out yet? Or
Trailer is out. I think it is streamable. I don't know.
Does Anne Dowd?
Wow.
Is she a mom in this?
She is, I believe, the mother. No, she's the mother of the child who got shot, I believe. She plays a character named Linda. Now, there is a website I did not know about called goldderby.com. And what it is a bunch of Hollywood insiders
Safe
and experts.
For work.
That it's fine. It's absolutely fine. Where they.
Yeah, it sounds like it's not safe.
Well, Mike, I was on it. I got a premium subscription. And. No.
Just in case.
He cracks me up sometimes. Very rarely, but man, he
but
makes
when he does
me,
it.
When he does. Like, he's safe for work?
What it is, it's a bunch of experts, and they pool their knowledge on Oscar odds. And right now, Ann Dowd is leading for an Oscar nomination for this role in Mass.
It's the most chilling trailer. Mm-hmm. Well, she's got, look, I mean, her chops are legendary. I mean, she's like.
She's got the O'Mara DNA.
She's the gold standard out there. My daughter, talent. God love Catherine, out there still humping it and working and, you know, trying to get by and still plugging.
She also, most actors breaking out now or trying to break in just had a bad beat. Like, you got to give them 2 years. Those 2 years are a wash.
Look,
because
the
they
bottom
get a chance
line
to work.
As you know, and I don't think she minds me talking about it. I had a nice conversation with her over the weekend, and I will tell you that her deal is, Dad, there, she's very self-aware.
Sure.
So, Dad, there are 1,000,001 pretty girls in their 20s out in Los Angeles. You gotta, you just gotta keep submitting. Yeah. You gotta keep submitting and keep plugging and keep plugging and keep plugging. And she's, she's chasing it. Also, and I think that I admire that. Also, I like that she's out there doing
Mike,
it.
Mike, two things. One, as long as she doesn't end up on goldenderby.com, we'll be okay.
It's goldenderby.com, and it would be a great place for her to end up because it's an Oscar website.
Let's move forward.
Okay,
thank
there's
you
a
very
backstory
much.
That I found fascinating, and I had never heard this before. Are you familiar with your cousin and dad's movie Compliance? Came out in January 2012, and it did play at Sundance, and it's based on a true story about a lady who runs a fast food place that is tricked into doing an unlawful search and seizure of an employee. Mm. That's another intense film.
Sounds like an HR film.
But what happened is that she was getting great marks for that too, and Dowd, but it was so low budget, they couldn't do a campaign for her to get the Best Actress Oscar. Your cousin self-financed her campaign for Best Actress in 2012.
Wow.
And while she did not get the nod, they're saying that put her on the radar enough that 9 years later, she is actually leading the pack for this movie called Mask.
Well, and anybody that has seen her work, and she is an Emmy Award winner, and she was, she is, by the way, we're talking about a distant cousin of mine
kind of
who happens
come
to
on
be
the show.
And was on the show. It was very kind to give us her time that day to come on and chat with us about her. I think she chatted about her Emmy win,
or was it her nomination?
She won like 2 weeks after she was on the show. That's why we call this show, excuse me, Lucky.
That's right.
But anyway, she's got the chops, and she was Aunt Lydia, and she was the backbone, the spine. The evil spine of that wonderful TV show still is, I think.
Yeah, if you can find it on Hulu, if you can find it, it's great.
Hulu's nuts.
I'm so mad because you know what? That Hotel Murder show with Martin Short and Steve Martin, new episode drops tonight. And I said, Carrie, we'll start looking for it at about 7:30. Hopefully we'll be on it in prime time.
No, it's the same thing with the Strangers. Nine Perfect Strangers. I mean, you have to wait. It's like they want it all, man. They want it all. They want to control you. They want to put their ads on. They want the subscription fee. They want every inch of it. And it gets frustrating.
Add
it really, really does.
Add two of four. She did not get an Oscar nod for Compliance, Mike, but that campaign she launched, she did get Best Supporting Actress from the National Board of Review and got nods from the Critics' Choice and the Independent Spirit Awards. But people are saying the fact that she put that investment in herself 9 years ago is putting her at the front of the pack right now. And I say good on her, and we wish her all the best. Although the movie is not going to be fun to watch, I look forward to seeing it.
We got to support the
cause. Because it looks like a dynamite thing. So it
sounds
movie
terrible.
Called Mass.
Well, good for her. I really, if we have a minute here, I would like to discuss a film that, and I'm jamming this by design the end of the show. We don't need to spotlight it with music.
Okay.
Thank you. I don't know how I discovered this, all right? I really don't. This is,
was it on goldenderby.com?
Golden Derby.
Golden Derby. That's Oscar's site. Yes.
I don't know where this came from, all right?
All right.
But I was doing a deep dive, and I saw a clip of this, either a clip about this movie or a clip of this movie, and Carla was out running errands, and it was the afternoon, and the movie is done by Eli Roth. If you remember Eli Roth, I think he was in Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah, okay.
He played the Bear Jew in Inglourious Basterds. I'm pretty sure that was Eli Roth.
Okay.
And this is a, well, I'll read it to you. The Green Inferno is a 2013 American cannibal horror film.
It's called The Green Inferno. The Green Inferno. Ah.
Wow. Directed Christ. By Eli Roth.
Look at this. The film. Scream, pick me up. Terrifying. Terrifying movie poster. DVD cover.
That looks fun.
Film cover. Oh, my God.
I watched it. Don't watch it. That's what I wanted to tell
don't
you.
Don't look at it.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't look at it.
Looks
don't
really
don't
creepy.
Go near it. Don't go near it. Jesus. It was they chop people up and eat them.
Ugh.
in this movie. It was I don't know what was you know.
After
I've been a little
about 30,
down lately.
30 or 35 minutes in, did you just say to no one in particular, "Where are the laughs?"
I don't know.
Call
I,
you home. Just, ready for dinner?
Look at this, Michael.
I read about Eli Roth, who likes certain of these horror movies. I like a good horror movie
sure.
as much as the next guy, and I love the special effects. I do. I actually like to see how they do stuff like this. This one
they were
was,
truly special.
And so Carla, I'm watching this, and Carla comes home,
yes.
and I said, you really don't want to watch this. And Carla's like doing her thing where she's selling you know, skin products
right.
on her phone, and she's talking to people and working her ass off. We'll talk about that tomorrow. And anyway, so she's doing that, and
tomorrow.
She's and I said, "Don't look up." And she says, "What are you watching?" She said, and Carla just looks over at me and says, "Really?"
Mm.
I said, "Yeah." I said, "It's like I'm bored. I felt like watching a little slasher movie.
Yeah.
You know, it was just watching this, and you feel dirty and horrible after you watch it. It's just not. But it was pretty amazing.
I feel the
like,
same way.
There's a scary lady who's like the priestess of the Amazon jungle tribe." Who chops people up? Oh my God! And she's got a blind eye. Oh God, it's great. It
Does
was really.
Does she
use
it for compost, or they eat them?
They eat them.
Oh, okay.
Well, like in Montgomery County,
the biggest. And by the way, they eat the biggest guy. They eat the biggest guy.
Damn it!
Yeah.
You would be out in the first 5 minutes.
Oh my God! Are you kidding?
Yeah, they'd be chopping you up, quartering you, and then they'd be putting salt on your body.
Yeah, you know
before
what?
Before they put it in this big smoker.
After they rendered me down, there wouldn't be much left.
Yeah, just,
Pony
just
would be here forever.
Yeah, Pony would be here forever.
Oh, yeah, but then you'd see people just like going, "Oh, I got a bone in my tooth again." Oh, geez, that would be terrible. Yeah, it was released September 8, 2013, so it's old. It's an old movie, you know.
Yeah, but with universal themes that are everlasting.
Yeah, it's got an interesting cast. It's got a
we
very...
had such the same platform, Netflix. You're watching that like really dark, twisted flick, and I'm watching with my wife. He's all that instead of she's all that.
Oh,
he's all
like
that.
A
they
remake?
Remade it.
Oh, that must be really great. I bet the ending was a big surprise.
I mean, could it be any more different? Polar yeah. opposites.
Yeah, and now watch out another good movie that'll be made. I'm sure he's just not that into you.
You want to know a secret about me?
Yeah.
You want to know a really deep dark secret?
The ABCs
about me?
Of you.
The type of, like, if you leave me alone for a while, you know, and I'm really bored, I turn into a vampire.
Yeah.
I like blood and guts movies, like, very much so, you know? I'm trying to think the last one I watched that was just so bad, and the special effects were so bad that...
what about fun? What about joy?
Any joyful movies?
Yes, that you've watched as of late.
Oh, well, I mean, one of my favorite, I am, you want to talk about an inch deep and a mile wide. My movie choices are multifold.
Yeah.
I watched Sense and Sensibility, one of my favorite movies.
I mean, oh, yeah. Come on.
What do you mean? Yeah.
Well, that's a classic. I mean, that's a classic. Did you throw on something positive?
He went through an era when he was addicted to Moulin Rouge. He made us come over to
lovely,
his place to watch.
He was
movie.
Going through a terrific divorce.
But then
lovely
when
movie.
Was, when you were very happy, what was the musical, the Los Angeles musical? It's escaping me right now.
La La Land.
La La Land.
You were.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Spectacular.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You did break La La Land on this show.
Yes.
Yeah. And
absolutely.
And that's why we're so different.
And I am not breaking the Green Inferno.
No.
I am warning you.
No.
And I know a lot of people are going to watch it now. Yeah. If you say on social media that Mike O'Mara recommended this, you're lying and you're telling
he said,
a fib.
Don't watch
do
it.
Do not. I said don't watch. It's disgusting.
Don't do it.
And this is where Mike
but
and I
thoroughly
are
enjoyed it.
Well, of course. Mike and I are different because I'm an inch high and a mile wide. Stop.
There you go. It's a but it was gross. Yeah. So that's it. We have to take a break.
So you're when not going to watch back, the sequel?
No. But, you know, Eli Roth, man, that's a sick guy. When they're thinking about how they do that, oh, my God. Yeah. All these little people in the middle of the jungle chopping people up. Oh, my God. It was horrible. I hated it. Hated it even more the second time.
Oh!
We'll be back with the dumpster.
Hi, this is Jim Amato.
And this is Twitch.
And we're out road tripping. And when we're not coming up with lousy ideas for promos and seeing the sights of this great country, we're listening to the TMOS bonus show.
That's right, Jim. The minutes just melt away when we're listening to our favorite show.
It's our way to get a fix on naughty words like f- sh- and
your mother.
And how can they get the TMOS bonus show, Twitch?
Well, internet,
TikTok,
Bitcoin.
So go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Click that banner and have fun on your next road trip today.
We'll see you on the road.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Here they are, those two wacky comedians. There they
on the road.
On the road. If you had to create a highlight reel of your life, what heartwarming memories would you include? Are these moments sitting somewhere in your attic or in the basement? Are they lying around, old tapes, film reels? Sad, right? It's a waste.
Right.
With Legacy Box, you can reclaim and preserve these memories and create a digital collection of the moments that have shaped your family and ensure they're always within reach. And it's so easy to do. You grab all this stuff, you put it in a Legacy Box, you send it to Legacy Box, and they will return it to you. All the homecomings, the stories, the proms, the weddings. You want to ensure that these are never forgotten, because what I find about my Legacy Box thumb drive that I use, it's a way for me to share, and I'm waiting to share a lot of stuff with Michael,
right.
And that's why I love it. And Legacy Box is the easiest way to have outdated media digitally preserved to a DVD, a thumb drive, or the cloud. It's so easy. You pack it, you send it. Their team digitizes everything by hand. Then you enjoy perfect digital copies preserved forever, effortlessly. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes and enjoy forever, just like we all did. Now's the perfect time to turn your aging tapes and films into a digital archive that's safe forever. I can see my folks whenever I want, and Rob knows that even with both kids in college, their faces and voices are just a thumb drive away. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this limited time offer for 50% off and honor the moments that have shaped your family. Take advantage of this exclusive offer today, and then use the kit whenever you're ready. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to save 50% off. LegacyBox.com/TMOS. Let's see what's happening outside.
Let's get out there. Let's see what there's. We create radio theater.
Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network.
He's alive.
He's just visiting. Remember, they don't have to be dead.
I like it that they're not dead. That opens the whole world.
Yeah, so he's just visiting. I know, because I put my trash in and I found a blonde-tipped hair.
Yes. Yeah. Was it straight or curly?
It was curly. And there was a Firebird parked outside, too.
That's very, very exciting. That's
short
so
visit.
Exciting.
We'll see you soon, Guy. Oscar sent this tape to me. It was on TikTok.
Internet.
Bitcoin.
It's a reporter. His name is Rob Lowe. Not the actor from the Brat Pack, but a reporter named Rob, L-O-W. And he was covering a story about someone who was being, a prank was played on them, doing a half-court shot at a high school game.
They were blindfolded.
This is not important to the story. Is when he's doing the rap for the stand-up, he does a behind his head.
Like a basket toss.
Yeah, like
I've seen
court.
I've seen it a million times, and it goes in, right?
It goes
in. We'll see. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it doesn't.
Well, am I stealing your thunder?
I wouldn't want to end the surprise ending.
You read ahead.
Who's in the dumpster?
Hey, this is Guy Fieri from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network.
All right, let's see what Rob Lowe does, because he honestly can't believe what happens himself.
What was supposed to be a prank on a teacher instead backfired on the students. A blindfolded half-court shot that is now the talk of campus and beyond.
You...
Put that in my story, too.
You
are you kidding me?
I am.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Is that on tape?
Yeah.
So I want to
How disengaged, how totally disengaged is his crew?
Oh, I know.
Right?
Put that in the story, too.
He made it.
They hate him.
I wanted to ask,
they hate him.
You have a great BS meter. This is what really caught my eye. One, I'm of the opinion that that shot really went in because his shock and the quiet behind the crew was just like...
Absolutely. Oh, and that is the BS meter.
Yes.
That's the BS meter that tells me, yes, it did. Yes. And he was with so tired
low
and
energy,
disengaged,
like Mark
low energy crew. Oh, we're at the high school.
59.
Are we doing a live shot or we're taping?
And also, don't you read the fact that his crew hates him?
Yes, that's the factor, too.
Yeah, okay.
That probably. And by the way, low in a movie, best use of the word low. Low. Do that to a body. Low. Gangs of New York.
That's good. I love it.
Gangs of New York. Thank
All right.
You very
they
much.
Recently named the McDonald's Manager of the Year. His name is Brian Bates. And because of this, they interviewed him. And they went a little off script when they were asking him questions. It wasn't just about specials and what sells and what doesn't. They asked him, Mike, the whole notion that something called Grimace wants us to eat something. Grimace is a bad face, right? Like if you're in pain, you grimace, right? Yeah, it's a bad thing. They said, what is Grimace besides a big purple blob?
This is not an official thing, but what I have always heard and been told is that Grimace is a taste bud. That's what Grimace is. He's a taste bud.
Grimace is a taste bud.
Even
is that a manager saying that?
That's the manager of the year.
Well, so he's
Grimace
an actual McDonald's
like
manager.
A taste bud. He does.
Well, I mean, he's a purple goo.
Yeah, but under a microscope, a taste bud looks like Grimace.
Yeah, I suppose.
I think he's a wart.
Oh, skin tag?
No.
Like a wiener wart.
Oh, no.
I read that Ray Kroc said he was a marital aid.
Oh, God.
Grimace.
You
win.
Grimace. Yeah. This was also on TikTok. This so genuinely made me laugh because we've all had to deal with this. This is everything you hear in the first 5 minutes of a company Zoom call in 30 seconds. So if you've ever done a business Zoom call, this is what the first 5 minutes sounds like.
Thank you guys for joining. Well, we got a couple more folks joining, so we'll just give them a second. Can you guys hear me, by the way? It's coming in clear? Okay. No, because I could see you, but I couldn't hear you. And happy Wednesday. Or it's Tuesday, isn't it? One of those weeks. I've been doing like a daily walk in the morning just to, you know, feel like a commute. Should we get started or where are you guys calling from? Let me actually ping him because he did accept the invite. Yes. Are you coming? Okay. We can get started, and then when he joins... Oh, there you go. Yeah, no, we're just getting started.
Let me just ping him. All right.
So true.
Yeah. Mike,
it's the world we live
in now.
Say what you will, but Roy Kent is everywhere. Roy Kent is a character on Ted Lasso, my current favorite show. He's played by a guy named Brett Goldstein, but why, oh why, over the weekend, there was trending topics on the internet.
TikTok.
Bitcoin.
That he was computer generated in the show Ted Lasso and not a real person. Well, I like the way he addressed it to his social media followers.
I just want to clear up something once and for all. I'm a completely real, normal human man who just happens to live in a VFX house and does normal human basic things like rendering and buffering and transferring data.
He's a great character. There are actually graphs on the internet.
But his face structure is what probably lends itself to, you know, to that. He's the soccer star, the old veteran.
The older veteran. They have a graph on a line you can find of how many times he uses the F word per episode. It's a fun to watch. And I close with this, Mike. Every now and then I find something that I'm literally excited to play for you. You are a person who does dialects very well, one of which is the Scottish dialect. Did you know that the true Scottish person has trouble saying the phrase purple burglar alarm? Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
So a Scottish YouTuber went around to people in Scotland, I think maybe Glasgow.
This is, by the way, you want to talk about a great use of YouTube? This is it.
Here are Scottish people saying purple burglar alarm.
There's some Scottish people that kind of say purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm. Burglar alarm. Purple burglar.
Can you say purple burglar alarm?
Purple burglar alarm. Purple burglar alarm.
Say it now.
Say it.
Purple burglar alarm.
Say it properly.
Purple burglar alarm.
Purple burglar alarm.
Burglar. That is
bugger. They want to say bugger.
They do. That is your digital dumpster, everybody. Have a swell Tuesday.
Thank you.
It's a bugger in here.
All right. So long, Willard Scott. Yes. God bless you. An American treasure, Willard Scott. And thanks for listening. And we will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll talk about happiness as a mind-numbing margarita.
Oh, good.
Yes, sir. My favorite bartender, his name is Ralph. And he's Satan.
Ralph.
We will take a break and see you tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
The Green Inferno is on Netflix.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.